W6AAX. Well, you know, we did have somewhat hard water in Temecula, too. I bought these little strips to test the hardness many, many years ago. Matter of fact, kind of funny, because I found it when I cleaned out all the drawers in the kitchen. And I can't remember even when I purchased it. So it had to have been like, you know, 13, 14 years ago when we first moved in there. And then I took it here, and I tested the water here, and it's non-conclusive. It really didn't. It's like a litmus test, right, litmus paper. It didn't really change the color much to telling me that the water's hard or soft. So I made the papers. Goes bad after so many years. But we have really soft water, nice soft water, because of that unit. So we like that. Yeah, I don't know about the calcium and all the other deposits. We had a very expensive system in Temecula called a halo system that a plumber put in. But that did a really nice job of cleaning everything up and giving us really nice, pure drinking water. And, of course, we would drink only the water from the refrigerator because, it would filter through the fridge. So, and that's what we're doing here. Anyway, so that was... That was good. I think I avoided a $300-$400 service call from a local plumber. I was ready to start looking in the yellow pages for local plumbers here. So, 20 minutes of trying to figure it out helped me out. I'm in the middle of finishing up my project of tiling in the kitchen here and that. I've got about 75-80% of it done. I just have to finish one more couple strips, and that's it. And then I can grout that, and then I'd be done. So that's another project checked off the list. That's a real bummer about my HF antenna. Man, I feel really bad because that Ballon was actually designed and built by Jim, AG6IF, who's Silent Key. He was a past president of the Golden Triangle Club. And he was a really nice guy. He was a super, super, really incredible nice guy. And he retired from Riverside County. I think it was in IT. And they moved up to Nevada, outside of Reno, some little town up there called Dayton, Nevada, outside of Reno. And the guy passed away like a year later from cancer. So terrible, terrible. Anyway, but in his honor, I kept this Ballon, and it worked beautifully for me. I've made thousands of contacts with it over the last 14 years that I've had it, 13 and a half years. And it's funny because I put it up. I drilled it to the eave of the house here like weeks and weeks ago, thinking I was going to get this antenna up weeks ago. And anyway, it's just laying on the floor in pieces right now, and I'm just going to leave it here. But the good news is, though, that the wire is strung around the back here. I've got the wire up. I've got 240 feet of it out there in my trapezoid pattern, so... And I had to order another Ballon this morning from Ballon Designs. I've dealt with those guys before. They have to custom build it. They got to build it for me. So I probably won't see a Ballon for another week. But that's okay. I've got lots and lots of other projects to keep me busy. I'm still trying to figure out what the heck's going on with these two D-Star machines in town. The two-meter machine, I can't even bring up. I can't even...